This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, we're going to be doing a lot of speaking, but I don't think my body is going to be speaking at all today. For fuck's sakes, I am tired. Woo! Okay, catch my breath. What's up? Welcome to it, man. 20-something, one more time. In fact, this could be the last time we do 20-something this way. We might be changing things up. But for those of you who are just joining us, my name is Just Another Cool Kid. And unfortunately, my partner in crime, Nev Van Given, is not around today. So sad. It's just not sad enough to cry about. But we will, you know, we'll link up with him the next time we come through. For those of you who don't know how to chat with us or be in contact with us, there's a bunch of different ways to do so. You can holler at us on your WeChat. Obviously, the WeChat ID is Cliff Central. All you have to do is tap connect, message to show. On Twitter, @Jack_5'4", @CliffCentral.com. And all you have to do is use the hashtag 20somethingCC. Okay, let's just get into what we need to do today. Today, you know, the Summer Awards are coming around pretty soon. They're going to be happening, I believe. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Is it this weekend? Yeah. Oh, yes, this weekend, right? So, you know, there's a lot of people, for the lack of a better term, I'll say wannabe musicians. And there are a lot of people that want to become part of the industry. And a lot of them have this thing in their minds that if you don't have an award, you are not as great as you think you are and blah, 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 blah. So what I thought was, why not find someone who actually has a summer award? You know? Why the hell not? So this afternoon, I'm joined by a very good friend of mine, Mr. TK. How are you, buddy?
I'm easy, my man. Wena?
Ah, bona, monate. Jogela bi, little.
I can see you.
I am tired, man. I've been running and, you know, Josie, lunchtime is terrible.
Yeah.
The traffic is terrible,
I
man.
I can imagine, bro.
All right. So you are not here by yourself, obviously. We are joined by two other interesting young brothers. We've got DJ Complexity in this building.
Yeah.
What's good, brother?
I'm good, man. And yourself?
I'm chilled, man. And this guy, this guy was on a hit song. You know that song, Lazy Song, by Black Motion. Yeah. We are also joined by Nape or Napoleon.
Napoleon.
There you go.
Sure.
I was expecting a French accent. You know. Oui, oui, mes amis. Otherwise, gents. Sweet, man. So you know what, like let's start with the basics. What I mean, how do you guys go about making your music? Like, what happens? Like, do you wake up and then ukari doof doof in your head, or how does it happen?
Okay, sometimes I dream, they come up while I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
so yeah, I just wake up, record, and then write it.
It's that easy?
Yeah.
TK,
Vuyo is a dream. Look, man, I rock percussions, and you know, with percussions, you don't rehearse. You
yeah.
play what you feel.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you can't learn how to play percussions. It should be in you.
Yeah, it's like it's one of those things. It's either you've got rhythm or you don't.
Or you don't.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
TK, man, can we just get into this for a second? I know we've spoken about it really too, ne?
Yeah.
But rhythmic elements, you know, from one by one, lesson number what, you know what I mean? You guys,
you, man,
spirit of a warrior, you know?
Yeah, I know that's your favorite.
Oh my God. I mean, that song still takes me to another level till this day. What happened with Rhythmic Elements? Where is Rhythmic Elements? I remember you guys changed the name to Indigenous.
Mm.
What's happening?
Before the show, I heard you saying the F word.
Oh yeah, you can say it.
Oh, shit happened.
Shit happened.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah, well, shit happened.
Shit happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to get into the shitty details.
You know, man, sometimes you have people who tend to be greedy.
Yeah.
You start working together and all of a sudden, ho na lidi bosonya.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where it doesn't add up.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think, before it's too late, let me just get out of this.
Before Lele Mala.
Before someone gets rich and we still are poor.
Yeah. You know, it's I think it's so sad when that happens in the music. In fact, it happens way too many times. There are too many stories of, you know, musicians that are great as a group being split up by things like money and stuff. It's just, I think it's terrible. But, you know, at least you gave us something. You know what I mean? We still have those albums that we can go back and listen to. I'm still jamming Indigenous Tsie. I've still got it. Don't worry. it's in the vault.
Nice one.
Yeah, man. So, Complexity, when it comes to your music, man, house DJ, hip-hop DJ, Complexity sounds like hip-hop.
Complexity is actually a vocalist.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I wanted to say that.
Okay, no. Wait, yeah. At some point, I'm going to play your guys' music. Someone was singing this, please. I'm sorry. We can't have vocalists in here. No one sings.
You know, yes. Two of them.
You know?
Rory now.
Yeah, seriously. Rory, Complexity, when sure. It comes to your lyrics, hey, what is your process?
Actually, it's all about how, you know, how I feel when I listen to the instrumentals, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever I get, the feedback that I get from the instrumentals, that's how I actually write my lyrics. But it also, I also put myself in other people's shoes, you know.
Yeah.
Because I actually don't write for myself. I write for the people who's going to listen to that music.
True.
So yeah, that's how I write my lyrics.
Okay. Let's talk about some of, you know, the best lyricists and musicians or vocalists in your mind. Who would that be? If you step into a studio and you're saying, I'm trying to be the best, who are you trying to be better than?
It doesn't matter if it's a female or
it doesn't matter.
Well, I actually love Monique Bingham's you know,
yeah,
lyrical content.
She's deep.
Yeah, she's very
she's
deep.
She's so deep. And if a lot more people were to listen to Take Me to My Love, like actually listen to the lyrics, not just jam to the song.
Exactly.
You would, yeah, I now I get that.
Yeah.
Seconded, comrade.
Sure.
Seconded.
Away.
Nape?
Sure.
You know what? Let's get you on that mic.
Oh, yeah.
Because this thing y'all share. We can't have that. Yes. okay. That there we go. Try it.
Sure.
There we go.
Yeah.
So Wena, who are you trying to be better than? Who's that vocalist that makes you want to get up and make more music?
Okay. I grew up from a jazz family.
Okay.
So it's Mom Miriam Makeba, Mom Sibongile Khumalo, you know, yeah, those people inspire me.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a legend too, like them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and how they write music, how they are creative, you know, yeah.
All right, yeah. That's dope, man. So what we're going to do now, ne? Complexity, I'm going to put you on the spot, my dude. You pitched up here with your music,
yeah.
And I think it's about time that we make this thing happen real quick, quick.
All right.
What is the jam we're going to play right now?
Tswara.
Tswara, ne?
Yeah.
Utswara.
Eh?
Utswara ing?
Utswara munatines.
Munatines. All right, who worked with you on this jam?
DJ Bucky.
DJ
Bucky. Yeah, he's the one who produced the song.
Yeah. And all the lyrics by you?
Yeah, I write all my lyrics, actually.
All right, cool. Yeah. On the flip side of this, though, there's something happening on Saturday that we need to talk about. By the way, Saturday is my birthday, so if you've got presents, I suggest leading things on Marno, you know what I mean? On the flip side of this, we're going to get into it. So, Complexity. On this one, it's called Tswar.
Yeah.
I wonder. we get the idea, though. I think it's dope. I think this is a really dope jam. Do you want to maybe give us a little Tswar Lebotan? Somar, jump on it right now.
Actually, yeah, it's maybe a little, but anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'll hook you up with something.
Yeah, hook me up with something, yeah, no more, and then.
All right.
See what I can do.
I hope this is not too quick. Okay, for those of you who don't understand what's happening, I'm joined in the studio by Summer Award winners, Mr. TK, who was part of Rhythmic Elements, the legend. The legendary group. We're also joined by Nape and Complexity. And we just played you Complexity's track. And I think it's dope. It's called Tswara.
Yeah.
So now we want to see if he can Tswara this beat and jump on it, man.
Rock on.
We're going to Brazil, baby. Brazil. Ooh.
All right.
Hey.
Da-da-da-me. Do-do-do-do-do. Da-da-me. Da-da-me. Hey. I was wondering if I could test the waters, dip my toe into the ocean of your sweet love. Yeah, hey, your sweet love. Allow me, please, I'll do the honor. Take you by the hand and bring you closer. Yeah. Baby, yeah. I have been in the river, but it was shallow, so I had to go with the flow. Go with the flow, yeah. Go with the flow, na be. Go with the flow, na be.
Come on, come on. But, yeah, buddy.
Okay. Nilungo na mungun tayo blind.
Bon, mungun tayo sa pasama. Jump. There we go.
When I kiro mo ni mapani, utsamaya libu pita. Karo sheba wan sheba kar o na lima kawachita. Utsamaya lima jita. Unamela libi jipi. Ayu wena. Ooh, one double cross, double double down, double 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 down, down deep, double double down,
double 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 down.
Ooh, one double cross and double double down,
double 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 down,
double double down,
double 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 down.
Kiss down your car, kiss my little mini. Na konya la gadla mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And
yeah,
so
man.
I look at this nice. And I'm like,
Oh man. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. No, gents, thank you very much. That was nice, man. That was really dope. You know what? You know, sometimes when someone gives you their music, but yeah, ho apela nada. Yeah, that's my voice. You can't trust, man. You can't trust. So what, you're in the music video. I don't trust. Anyway, really dope, man. Yeah. Really, really cool. So what are you guys working on? Your projects right now? What can we look forward to? Some new music? What's happening?
Okay. I have a new single out called Kafela Note, produced by Black Motion and Dr. Muruti.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dropping my album in July.
Okay.
Called My Way.
Your Way.
Because now I'm doing things my way.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working. You know that I worked with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
I worked with Black Motion.
Lulo
Cafe. I worked with Ricky Rig. I worked with Revolution.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm doing. On this album, I have a different feeling.
Yeah.
Hence, it's called My Way.
And I mean it's different because like when you're doing music for someone else's album, you're trying to make sure that everything is good for them.
Yeah.
Now it's different because now it's your stuff.
Yeah.
That's really cool, man. So July we can expect the album to come out.
My Way.
Okay. Your Way. Yeah. Oscar also Asha's making a comeback from 1994. Complexity, what are you working on, my brother?
Actually, the song that you just played was, that's my single.
Yeah,
I'm going to be shooting the video next month in June. Yeah, mid-June.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm actually releasing in end of September.
Yeah.
My album is going to be called Transition.
Yeah.
And I've also worked with Tikalati here and DJ 40 on a track called Package.
Yep.
So yeah. It's another track that you gotta play.
Aight. Tikalatika.
General Santongangalaga.
Ah, some halaga.
Some toa.
Hey, man. I've come across a lot of percussionists and a bunch. There's something about what you do that is unique to you. Like, any person that has listened, like, seriously listened to Rhythmic Elements can pick you up from a mile away. Like, your rhythms and your combinations, you know. What are you doing nowadays, Tika? Where's the music, Tika?
Look, I've been working very closely with Kelly Khumalo as her DJ, and currently done with a single featuring him, Complexity, and DJ 40. They call themselves Comfort Blends.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not gonna be in a rush of releasing an album.
Okay.
I'm gonna still take it step by step, single here and there, and you know, see where it takes me.
All right.
Yeah, cause I don't want shit to happen.
you know, when shit hits the fan, it's not cool, man.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Kelly Khumalo. What is it like working with Kelly? Like, I mean, she's one of the most talked about artists in this country, good or bad, whether we like it or not. I mean, she is forever in our minds, whether we like it or not. I mean, and she's unbelievably talented.
You know, one thing I respect about that woman is that she respects her craft.
Yeah.
All her performances on point. She doesn't, like, play with what she knows. It's what puts food on her table.
Yeah.
So she respects her craft. Very easy to work with. You know that when you're on stage with her, she takes you serious.
Yeah.
You'll never hear stories that Kelly went on stage drunk or, you know, funny stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to performances, you can see that she's doing what she loves.
Yeah.
And she's not taking it for granted. That's one thing I respect about her.
That's really dope, man. That is really, really dope. Complexity,
sure.
You said you've got another one here, man.
For
you've
sure.
You've got another jam here.
Yeah.
What is the name of this jam, my brother? What is the name of this jam?
No, actually, in that, there's two similar.
Yeah, it's actually the same. Yeah. It's just a radio edit and a club
cool.
version.
Now let's sort this out. Let's sort this out in the meantime. But you know what, gents, what is like your thoughts? You know the recent 90% local stuff. Mm. I've always wanted to ask true musicians what they think about this because I've had my own opinion about it. But I would really like to know what you guys think.
Probably, I think we have the same opinion about it.
Okay,
because it is a good thing. And we're glad that it finally happened because obviously we're going to benefit from it.
Yeah.
But what happens now is that they play a lot of throwbacks. Than new music.
Okay.
That's what they do now.
Sabotage here and there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's not even about like supporting musicians now. They're busy playing
old
songs.
Stuff. Yeah.
All day.
You know, the sooner these guys accept that it's happening and start taking new music because... You know, the style is different now and the quality has changed.
Yeah.
You know, producers are grown right now. So they need to stop playing tiki-tiki-yo and focus on new music.
Do you know what worries me, though, is the fact that there are, I don't know how many musicians in this country, there are so many great, you know, creative, amazing vocalists, producers, rappers. Is it really that difficult for us to find music in this country? They make it seem as if Wizzy it's like rocket science or something. Because there are times where, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, Kim Mutsuri, look, fine, we didn't want the rubbish from overseas. Because they played a lot of rubbish from overseas.
Yeah.
But what they did was replace that overseas rubbish with local rubbish. are we don't have those type of musicians in this country? Do we have great musicians in this country?
Definitely.
Look, you ask yourself why the likes of Drake are in the same songs with Maphorisa. You ask yourself why the likes of Wizkid are in the same song with the same Maphorisa again.
Yeah.
It's because they know who the style on this side.
Yeah.
So they must just relax with that rubbish they're playing now.
How do we solve the problem, gentlemen? How do we actually get to a point whereby everyone has got a smile on their face, whether you are a radio station or you are a musician? How do we make everyone happy? Is it possible to make everyone happy?
Yes. Not actually everyone, but yeah, it is possible to make it happen, you know. Some of these artists actually, for example, people like us, should actually give them the access so that they can actually go and submit their music. Because some of them, they don't even know how, like, the procedure of doing that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I think we should lend a hand to them and then tell them, you know what, guys, you got some good stuff. Let's go there and then make things happen.
Okay, let's do that now, actually. Let's just say, for argument's sake, there's someone out there who's listening to this show,
mm-hmm.
or who's going to download the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they think to themselves, you know what, I've got a great song. I'm sure people will love it. What do they do then?
Well,
they're just going to have to follow the same procedures that we follow. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Those procedures. Where do we start? Do I register? Where do I register my music? How do I make sure that I get paid my royalties and all of these other things if I don't have the help of a record label or those kind of things?
Sambro is the way to go, my man.
Yeah.
Like, find your way to Sambro, go in there, explain your situation, and then there are people who will assist you in there.
Yeah.
You know, register. Make sure you register your craft.
It has to be registered.
It has to be registered.
That's the only way you make money.
Paperwork.
I guess. Yeah.
Paperwork, my guy.
Yeah, that's very important.
I think a lot of people are afraid of those kind of things. Like, it's that thing of artists not taking care of the business side.
Mm-hmm. It should start from school.
Yes.
Let's go to school so that you get to understand what you're signing.
Mm. Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because many people are not happy with their record labels, and then they waste 5 years of the contract, and then on the sixth year, then they think they know it all. They want to go out there and do their own thing, whereas they would have started that if they understood before.
Yeah.
You know, so they must just go to school and learn.
All right. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Go to school, Nape. Go to school.
Yeah, bro.
Send you guys to school.
Wait again, because I don't know about you guys. I am so tired of seeing musicians that we once loved that got award after award, and we find out that they passed out. They passed on as paupers, like they were poor.
Yeah, that's sad.
Okay, so it's not this one. Nape, you can speak, my brother. Talk. Holla at me. What's going on?
Napoleon Kafela Note, my brother.
Oh, okay. Let me find it real quickly. And then we're going to jam this. So this is the track you were working on with who?
Dr. Muruti and Black Motion.
Dr. Muruti. Wait, you know, the last time there was a Dr. Malinga, Nashabari Haiki. This Dr. Muruti,
Dr. Muruti used to work with Rhythmic Elements.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So tell us about the process. Tell us about the track. What is it about? How did it come about?
Oh, Kafela Note.
Yes, Kafela Note.
This is a motivational song. I'm actually telling young kids to go to school and never give up on their dreams.
Yeah.
No matter where they come from, their backgrounds, good or bad.
Yeah.
They should never give up.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. It's got a very interesting name. Yeah. Where did you get the name from? Café La Note. Like.
there's a restaurant in the UK called the La Note.
Okay.
So it's the number one restaurant. That in the side. UK, that okay. side. It's okay. an award-winning restaurant. So all I just right. added the La Care, the cafe, because it's a dope song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I can dig it. For those of you just like me who have never been to the UK, we'll just sit back and imagine. If any of you ever thought that this country does not have talent, fuck your life, man. Do you hear this thing, man? Oh my God, Nape, that was too dope.
Sure.
Really, really, really dope, man. It actually reminds me of that joint you did with Lulu Cafe. It's got this, the whistling, man. It was like, hey, we've been here before. I've seen this before.
Sure.
Really dope, man. You worked on this track with Dr. Muruti.
And
yeah, man. In fact, you can also hear Black Motion's influence on there.
Their
sound is very,
yeah.
as well. It's like digala diga on percussions. It's easy to pick up. You can, you know what you're listening to. All right. So as I said, on Saturday, the 4th of June is my birthday. Hi.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. It's my birthday week. So this weekend, Tiga La Tiga, you've got this annual birthday party that you throw in Pretoria, man.
Yeah.
This year, what's happening? What's happening?
Look, we are in Taliban Harangua.
Uh-huh.
Massive lineup. There's two talents next to me, also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The MC as well. Birthday boy.
Hey. It's this guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, man.
So we'll also be celebrating your birthday.
Yes.
So we're rocking.
Please bring the cake.
I must bring.
No. Who's gonna bring the cake?
No.
Yeah.
Which is.
I deserve, you know, that cake, man.
Yeah. Oh.
Two types of cakes, but it's
Black Forest.
You know, like if you cover it, it gets a bit moist. It's like
so you want it covered.
Yeah. Well, it must be covered because a lot of things must be left to the imagination.
You can't bring it along.
Yeah, you catch us. Yeah. All right. This lineup, TK man. Mm. Saturday, Taliban. Who's on the lineup? What are we talking
about? Look, we have Napoleon, we have Complexity, we have Kelly Kumalo, we have Lungelo, we have Maphorisa, you know, we have just a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
A whole lot.
It's going down Saturday. Kibugai, who's saying that?
$50 get you in.
$50 with such a nice lineup, $50.
Before 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So and obviously we're keeping it local and like her, man.
Ejo, and the nice thing about it is that you find producers there.
Yeah.
So expect exclusives here and there.
Yeah.
New music from the writers here as well.
Yeah.
So it's going to be dope.
It sounds like it's going to be one hell of a turn up. One crazy,
sexy
crazy
ladies,
turn up.
You know, that's where your cake thing comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I guess that's when I come into the cake. But nonetheless.
Yeah,
but it's happening this weekend. That's really cool, man. Gentle Brothers, I'm so happy, like happy you guys came through to hang out with me. Thanks sorry for getting here so late and so confuzzled and dazed and all of this stuff. But I'm really happy that you guys came through and you know, you shed some light on some things that I felt needed to be cleared up.
Sure.
You know? Anyway, let's go across the room and find out how we keep up with you guys on social media. If we want to get your music, how do we get your music? If we want to book you, how do we book you? Let us know now.
Okay. If you want to book Napoleon. Why are you laughing, TK?
Fuck it, bro. I'm enjoying this one. Let's not. We here.
If you want to book Napoleon. Mm-hmm. Napoleon.bookings@gmail.com. Napoleon.bookings@gmail.com. Or call me on 084-067-8899. And they can follow me on Twitter. It's at Napoleon. Instagram at Napoleon. Mm-hmm. Facebook page is Napoleon.
Cool. So, yeah. Cool, man.
Complexity. Yeah. To book me is you can email me at complexity722@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And then my cell number is 076-135-4336. And on Facebook, you can find me on Complexity SA. That's my fan page. And then my personal account is complexity.machu, MAC'HU. And on Twitter, it's at complexity722, same as Instagram.
Really dope.
Yeah.
Tikalatika.
Instagram, TEEKAYKOTU.
Yeah.
Same thing as Twitter, TKKOTU. And Facebook, TK/KOTU. That's a page.
Ah, all right, all right. Man, guys, thank you so much for coming through. I guess all that's left to say is we'll see each other on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yeah, on sure. Saturday, man.
Yo, fire.
It's going to be really dope. TK, thank you for letting me MC your party. And letting me have my party at your party. It's like I'm crate crushing your party.
True. It's your party as well. Eh?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. Because I know you guys are coming from Pretoria, all the way from Pretoria. So I can only imagine how difficult it must have been to get here with all the traffic and stuff. Thank you so much, man. But I'm hoping that the next time we talk, we'll be talking to more Summer Award winners.
Sure.
For sure.
Maybe you might even bring the Summer Award here for some pictures.
Yeah, they must just follow my footsteps.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do this.
We will.
It's just like that, man. It's about that time for me to get the hell up out of here. Thank you very much for those of you that tuned in. If you didn't hear it live or you just decided to log onto the website or onto the app, you can download the podcast in about an hour's time. Yeah, man. Other than that, next time, Neil Van Gibbon will be here. I'll make sure of that. He decided to go home, but like home, like Limpopo.
home. Oh,
yeah, Gemukai.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, man.
You know, so I told him to bring me back some avocado and mango. Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, seriously. I heard you can order lightning in a bottle outside. So,
no comment.
Lightning is one option that side.
Keep saying that. Now, keep saying that.
All right, man. So dope. Anyway, we out of here. All right, we out. Check you the next time.
Yeah, man.
Away.
This is CliffCentral.com.